The attitudes that we were looking at, we didn't actually look at it last week. So, do you remember where we got to? Yes?
Verse 6.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Yes, we looked at that, didn't we? And the word says that you shall be filled. So we're now looking at the merciful. And what is to be merciful? Any idea? Any idea what it is to be merciful? Yes? Be loving and to forgive. Yes. Yes. Is that what you meant to say? Right. So to be merciful is to be kind, but it's also to forgive. Now, who's shown us mercy? Who's shown us mercy? Who's shown us mercy? Jesus. Indeed he has. And how has he shown us this mercy? What is one of the many things that we see that, of this mercy? Yes.
Saving us.
Saving us, yes. Absolutely, he's saving us. Did God have to do that? Some shaking their heads. God didn't have to do that. Now, why didn't God have to do that? Why did he have to do it? Any idea? It's not so easy, that one, is it? You've got an inkling, have you? What do you think? Yes, he's all powerful and he can choose whether to do it or not. And so in order to express his power, his love, he reveals to us his mercy. So we are to be merciful. And he says if we are merciful, then what happens to us if we're merciful? We show mercy. What happens to us? How does God treat us? Yes. God will show mercy on us. And that mercy is pardon, forgiveness. Now, does the mercy of God just end by Jesus forgiving us of our sins? Or is mercy something that we continue to experience from God as Christians? Do we experience it, or is it just a one-off thing, knowing that we've been forgiven of our sins and that's it? Or is it an ongoing thing? Any idea? Yes?
It's ongoing.
It's ongoing. Is that what you're going to say, Prophet? Yes, it is ongoing. Now, how do we know that the mercy of God is ongoing? How do we...
He doesn't just leave us alone, he still,
Watches over us. Yes, what were you going to say?
We're still alive.
And so because we're still alive, we still get it wrong, don't we, at times? It's called human weakness. So God shows mercy. Now, if God has shown us mercy, we've already alluded to this, therefore, if we show mercy, God will show mercy to us. Now, have any of you had to put this into action where maybe somebody has been unkind or somebody has done something to you or somebody stole something that you have shown mercy or maybe you found it difficult to be merciful? Have any of you had any experience at all in this? Yes, there's one hand going on. What is your experience?
When I was younger, like, I found a toy, and I thought my younger brother wanted to have a toy. I dressed her, so that's a gift from the toy, that's for a bit, if they could take it. They would got upset.
Right, so you chose that he could have it for a time so that he wouldn't get upset. So that's showing mercy. Now, it's not always easy, straight off, to show mercy. But one of the things, and I want you to think about this very carefully, what I'm going to say to you, because you're young, but one of the things that we have to guard, and we have to ask Jesus to help us, that will attack mercy more than anything is unforgiveness. Resentment, unforgiveness will hinder mercy more than anything. And so we have to be on our guard to that. And at times we find it difficult to forgive. In fact, the only way that you really will forgive is to ask that Jesus will put that forgiveness in your heart. Because if you don't ask the Lord to do that, that unforgiveness will begin to take root. And it becomes bitter. You become bitter, sour. Now, have you ever tasted anything that's been sour or bitter? Have you ever put some of your teeth into something? Yes? What have you?
A lemon.
A lemon? Yes. Actually, I've got a confession to make. I love lemons. I love sinking my teeth into a lemon, but you can pray for me if you like. I'm bitter the better, but I have tasted lemon. So what else have you tasted that's been bitter and sour? Yes?
Strawberries?
Well, they're not right. They're not right, they are bitter and sour. What else? Have you tried to soak your teeth into anything that's going to be bitter and sour? Yes?
Sour sweets, yes.
What sort of face does one pull when something is bitter and sour? What sort of face do you pull? Let me see you pull a face when something's bitter and sour. Come on, can you pull a face when something's bitter and sour? Can you? Come on, let's see you do it. Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah. Yeah, anyone else? Let's see, yes, that's a good one there. That's a... Go tighten, see? Right, now the reason I'm doing this is because that is what unforgiveness does in a heart. It's like when you bite into that lemon. Oh, that's sour. And so what is working in you is something that is bitter and sour. And there are people around who just will not forgive. And they're bitter and sour. And it's like it's eating into them, that bitterness. That biting into that lemon. Now God doesn't want you like that. And God says He can remove that. And you will battle with that. There will be a time when you will feel that you can't forgive. But you have to give that over to Jesus. Because if you don't forgive, you can't show mercy. And therefore, if you cannot show mercy, God cannot show it to you. So that's very important, that one that we've looked at today. Praise God.